WGRT and also from Mesilla Valley News. I'm Ernesto Garcia. I'm here with NMSU Athletics Director Mario Mocha. We've got a big weekend of NMSU sports going on and a lot of things happening. But first things first, let's get to the news questions. State legislature is going on next couple of weeks. They're trying to put budgets and everything together. How does New Mexico State Athletics look with the budget and everything coming up?
Well, you know, I think we look pretty good. You know, there's two sorts of funding from the state. There's dollars to your operational side, and then there's capital outlay dollars. So there's monies that every House of Representative member gets, every senator gets, and the governor gets. So, you know, with the operational standpoint, you make your case a little more formally. From the capital outlay, it's really, you know, relationships, what projects you have, and dealing with individual legislators. But I feel, you know, as good as I have been, obviously the state coffers are a little more filled this year with oil and gas doing so well. You know, with now my fourth year, I think we've made really good, solid relationships. But at the end of the day, we'll see how it pays off. You know, we're certainly operating on a lean budget. We certainly could use a little more. We are trying to generate our own revenue as much as we can to take the burden off, whether it's the students, the university, or the state. But at the end of the day, you know, costs just go up. And, you know, our budget was unbelievably thin in the first place. So I'd love to get it where I feel that, hey, we've got a good, solid budget. And then whatever we can raise on top of that privately, you know, would be gravy.
Well, something that's also interesting is that there was an article that came out of the paper, showed some pictures of an Aggie Memorial Stadium would look a lot different. How realistic could that be?
Well, you know, we did invest in a master plan. So now every facility has potential upgrades to it. You know, in some cases, obviously the Pan Am is 50 years old. Aggie Memorial Stadium is 40 years old. You have roofs that are degenerating and we have to pay for that. And there's a lot of projects that you'd want to make things look a little nicer. You know, baseball has got a tremendous upgrade recently, but softball certainly, in addition to the locker rooms that they've just got, we can do some things there. Soccer lights, resurfacing of the track, so we can actually have a track meet here in Las Cruces. So there's a lot of needed projects on there, and I think whether it's capital outlay dollars, whether it's from a donor, or whether you're just showing recruits, hey, this is the plan, you know, that's a tremendous tool that we have in our toolbox now.
Well, something that's also interesting is how the city is working. They're building an Olympic-sized pool. That'll certainly help out, I think, with the NMSU team. Of course, be nice to get a diving part as well, but the city would still looking at ideas to try to make that happen.
Sure, yeah. No, Stuart, Ed, and as well as the mayor, Ken Miyagashima, we've certainly brought that up to them. You know, right now we'll have to re-engage with whether a diving well is possible. We have the sport of diving. We don't have a tower. That's a little bit of a holding you back, you know, from a recruiting standpoint and a preparation standpoint for competition. So it would be tremendous, and it would be the only diving well in the state of New Mexico. So it could bring in some revenue to the city by hosting competitions and things like that.
I think that's what the mayor would love to envision, is having a regional tournament set up here. And if we have the board, we can do it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So the city of Las Cruces has been great partners with us, whether it's Ken, whether it's Stuart, you know, they've been wonderful. So hopefully we'll see if that project can come to fruition.
Well, there's a lot of great projects. I know you're going to keep us involved, but I think it's important that the listeners know and the audience knows, hey, a lot of good things are coming to NMSU, but it also is because of the success of the last couple of years and how a program is run, and the state legislators taking obvious note that New Mexico State's got a lot of things going right.
Yeah, no, they have. Certainly, our student athletes, it's 27 consecutive semesters averaging a 3.0 GPA. They did 6,100 hours of community service last year, and they're performing, you know, in competition. Gee whiz, men's basketball, women's basketball, back-to-back, or again, Western Athletic Conference champs. Men's basketball, which I think is kind of like the heartbeat of the city, is 26-4, going into Las Vegas as the number one seed. But you've got softball, you know, going to a tournament and beating the University of California and beating North Carolina. Baseball is 11-2. Nick Gonzalez was named the National Player of the Month. So there's a lot of tremendous things going on with New Mexico State Aggie Athletics. And hopefully, you know, we'll get a lot of fan support and a lot of legislative support as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's talk a little bit more about men's basketball right now. New Mexico State gets a win. Now, I don't know the specifics of Coach Dan's contract, but getting a WAC tournament and another NCAA trip means another couple of bonuses for him, and that could also bring some money if the New Mexico State makes it to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. I think money invested in Coach Dan's is money well spent. You know, when you can get a coach that, you know, wins 28 games last year and 26 this year, you know, he's going to be a hot commodity around the country. Our job is to do whatever we can to try to keep him here, and, you know, whether it's being creative and offering performance incentives, whether it's beating the Lobos and the Miners, beating Power 5 schools like Washington State, you know, those are the kind of things we want to put in place to incentivize the coach and hopefully keep him around here as long as we can.
Well, just back to dollars. If New Mexico State's men's team makes it to the NCAA tournament, how much money comes to the university?
Sure. Well, you know, the money, it was really generated from the CBS contract with the NCAA. That's put in a big pool. But the conference will get a share of that money, which is last year's about $250,000 for an appearance. What the WAC does is they peel $50,000 off and they send it directly to the conference winner. So that would be $50,000 extra infusion into our budget. And then depending on how we do, you know, if we can win a game or two, you'll just get more revenue for the league and for yourself. So, you know, there is a financial benefit in addition to all the tremendous media that you get, you know, throughout the country for that week or two, if you can win in the postseason.
Is it the same in women's basketball with women's and Brick Atkinson having a shot to go there?
Not from the financial standpoint, but certainly, you know, you're on ESPN, your games are on ESPN. It's not just a local platform or a statewide platform. Now it's a national platform. So hopefully both teams can represent us again, and it'll be exciting to watch.
646-1420 is a number if people still want to get WAC tickets. Hopefully the Aggies can sell out their part because, you know, Grand Canyon will try to bring their fans up from Phoenix.
Yeah, no, we always have a tremendous showing. We call it Pan Am West over there in the Orleans Arena. You know, and Senior Day tonight, we have a tremendous crowd. We've got very inexpensive tickets, $5 coupons in the Las Cruces Sun News. And you can get those $5 tickets at 11 a.m. when the box office opens tomorrow. So it's an exciting time, but I think we're going to have another tremendous crowd. We've oversold our allotment, so we buy tickets from other schools. You can certainly buy tickets at the Orleans Arena as well for individual games, but most all the fans want to see the Aggies play every single game, so they buy the all-tournament package.
Want to go one more direction, football. How's it looking? How's Coach Martin's team coming?
Well, you know, we're starting spring ball early this year. We've already started. Our spring game will be on Wednesday, March the 20th. He had a tremendous recruiting class. I think he had 9 three-star athletes. Josh Adkins, our quarterback, you know, was just a freshman last year. He was in the top 20 for passing yardage, so I know as he matures, it's great to have a tremendous trigger man there. We've got an unbelievably difficult schedule with Washington State, Alabama, and Ole Miss. I kind of hate that we had to do that, but that's independent football where we had a decent schedule last year. I don't like this year's schedule from the Power Five schools, but in 2020 and 21, I think we have tremendous schedules. One of those years, we have 7 Mountain West Conference opponents, which is a conference we aspire to be in, certainly in the sport of football. So I'm excited about it. And, you know, we got a long ways off, but spring ball is here. So you can come out and watch the Aggies play and learn the new faces and the new names of the guys.
I tell you what, if the Aggies end up winning the WAC tournament, can you come back here, tell us everything going on, and we'll get more of a spring sports breakdown too?
I promise I'll do that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mario Mocha joining us here this morning. And thanks for tuning in as well. We'll keep you up to date with Mesilla Valley News and your country 103.9 KGRT.
It was so nice, we're going to do it twice. The grand opening celebration of the all-new Petri Kia of Las Cruces continues.